So this now leads to what our department at HHS, Health and Human Services, is doing in terms of the areas of health literacy. And I want to point out to last year, 2010, is a watershed year for health literacy for a number of reasons. First of all, that was the year that we unveiled our National Action Plan to improve health literacy. I oversee some 14 coordinating offices as the Assistant Secretary for Health, and our Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion helped coordinate and unveil this National Action Plan. The unveiling was led by our Secretary, Secretary Sebelius, in May of 2010. And that action plan was based on two principles. First, that everyone has a right to health information so they can make informed health decisions. And then secondly, that health services should be delivered in a way that's understandable. This sounds very basic, but it's troubling how often we as a public health community don't meet those two principles for the people we serve. We want health communication to be patient-centered, not doctor-centered. That means we as providers have to listen more before we speak. We need to be more involved in shared decision making. That's an overall goal. And this action plan had some seven goals, in fact. First, to disseminate information that's accurate, accessible, and actionable. I like alliteration, by the way, so I'll say that again. Accurate, accessible, and actionable. Second, we want to change the health system so it's making informed decision-making easier for patients. Third, we want to create some curricula that emphasizes the importance of health literacy through our, not only through our medical schools and public health schools, but through our colleges and through general educational venues. Fourth, we want to promote these concepts in adult education and in English as a second language classes and other settings. Fifth, we want to build partnerships. That's what this conference is all about. Sixth, we want to promote research. And seventh, we want to identify and disseminate best practices. So those are some of the lofty goals of the National Action Plan to improve health literacy, the first comprehensive action plan in our country.